Welcome to your five for today. The anniversary of 9/11 invites us into a quiet, reverent space. We remember an event marked by profound loss, carried out by violent extremist groups responsible for immense harm and human suffering. Yet, as we pause, we also recognize how, in the midst of devastation, countless acts of courage, compassion, and sacrificial love shone like lights in the darkness. Your Five for Today has always been about helping listeners breathe, reflect, and rediscover hope. And this anniversary calls us to do exactly that. We remember where we were when the news broke. We remember the images, the shock, the disbelief. But we also remember the faces of first responders running towards danger, neighbours helping neighbours, strangers holding one another as the world seemed to shake. In those moments, something deeply human and deeply God-given rose to the surface. It was the reminder that even when evil strikes, love does not retreat. This anniversary is not simply about looking back. It is about recognizing how fragile life is, how precious people are, and how urgently we need the kind of hope that does not crumble under pressure. As Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. That verse carried many through the days that followed, and it still speaks today. 25 years on, the world remains bruised in many places. Conflict, fear, division, they still echo. But we know something vital. We are called to be carriers of peace, not the fragile peace that depends on circumstances, but the deep, steady peace Christ gives. When we remember 9/11, we honour those who died, those who grieved, and those who served. But we also recommit ourselves to living differently, to being people who build bridges, not walls, people who speak gently, act kindly, and choose forgiveness even when it feels costly, people who refuse to let hatred have the final word. Anniversaries like this remind us that time passes, but wounds can linger. Some people may still feel the weight of that day, perhaps through personal loss or through the way the world changed afterwards. If that's you, hear this clearly. God has not forgotten you. He sees the long journey of healing. He honours the tears that still fall, and he walks with you, step by step. The cross teaches us that God enters suffering, not from a distance, but from within it. Resurrection teaches us that suffering does not win, and the Holy Spirit teaches us that hope is not wishful thinking, it's a living presence, renewing us day by day. As we mark 25 years, let's take a Your Five for Today pause. Let's breathe, let's remember, and let's ask God to make us people who carry His light into every shadowed place. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. To hear more messages with meaning, either dial 015-542-53542 or visit our website on yourfivefortoday.com.